This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, September 29th. Well, I apologize for missing yesterday's podcast. It just got so busy in the morning and I just got buried. Couldn't quite get it done. But markets were pretty busy yesterday, in cattle anyway. Live cattle having a big day up, getting back to the contract highs, which are also the all-time highs. So after drifting lower for several sessions and the market looking like it's going to have some extended weakness, just in one day, you erase it all. And the markets touched, basically the front months came back and touched those highs, October barely putting in a new high. We didn't close into a new high, but clearly the market has found a solid base of support. And feeder cattle started out a little bit lower, put in a new low for the move barely, and then reversed back up and followed live cattle higher. So we ended up with an outside day higher in feeder cattle. Fundamentally, not a lot has changed over the last few weeks. We're getting that fall run of cattle, and that's provided some pressure to the market. But the fundamentals are very, very bullish, and I think demand is coming from many different directions. You got the feedlots who normally are looking to fill pens this time of year. You got the farmer feeder in the Midwest who's looking at a big corn crop that's not very high priced, so they're going to want to walk some of this corn off the place. Northern Plains, plenty of hay and feed. They're going to be backgrounding calves, retaining heifers. And then in the central and southern plains, you've got a much improved moisture situation. So winter wheat planting should go into good conditions and be established fairly well. And I think you're going to see another round of demand show up late October, early November for lightweight calves to put on winter wheat grazing. So I just, as long as the economy holds together, and of course with the government shutdown probable, then yeah, that's not good for the stock market. And the stock market's had some pressure. So that's a bit of a drag on cattle, and I think contributed to the sell-off that we had here over the last week and a half or so. But from just a supply-demand perspective in the cattle space itself, it's just solid, especially with tight supplies. Consumer demand is hung right in there. It's just as an impressive market, to say the least. Export sales yesterday for beef, 17,900 tons. That's a pretty solid number, much better than what we've seen over the last few weeks. Japan took 4,000, South Korea 3,500, China 3,200, Canada 2,400. Pork export sales 27,400, Mexico took 11,600, Japan 4,500, South Korea took 3,900. We had the hogs and pigs report out yesterday afternoon. All hogs, USDA reported at 100% of a year ago. That was 1 point more than the trade estimated. Kept for breeding at 99%, right in line with trade estimates. Marketing's at 100%, 1% more than trade estimates. June through August farrowings at 96%. That was 1 point less than the expectation. September through November farrowings at 95% was 2 points less than the trade expectations. And decent through February intentions, 101%, that's 3 points above trade expectations. So, the numbers would suggest that hog herd's probably going to grow. It's going to take some time to get there, but the intentions suggest that producers kind of stepping up here. In the cash trade for cattle and beef yesterday, got some trade rolling on the Fed at 184. That's down one from a week ago. Dress trade at 290 is down two. Box beef values were mixed. Choice up 56 cents at 302. Select down 107 at 277. The spread picked up $1.63. We're sitting at 2407. Movement was 149 loads. So we've seen very good movement again this week. Slaughter rate yesterday, 124,000 head. For the week, we're running at 505,000. That's up 7,000 from a week ago, and it's down 2,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down $1.07. We're sitting at 252.70. So getting some pressure in the cash feeders. And again, that's a moving average. So we could see that on a day-to-day basis. And I think it was part of the drag on the feeder cattle futures. But with an outside day higher yesterday on the feeders, it is a buy signal. We'll see what kind of follow-through we get. We'd like to see that be confirmed with a higher trade today. But coming off 1.5, 2 week correction, getting down close to some trading range, you know, previous trading range support levels, and getting the reversal back up does suggest taking a shot at the long side of this market. I do think that there's more upside to come seasonally. You know, the demand is going to stay strong likely into late October, early November. And it's just a matter of, can the live cattle hold together? And it looks like it can. Cash trade is steady to a little bit lower. So we're not falling apart at these super high prices. And the box beef volume continues to show support from the wholesale and the retail markets. Some of it on discounted prices, but volume has just been stellar for the last 3 weeks in the box beef trade. That's pretty much reflective of where your demand base is. And so that's, I think, will continue to be supportive of the broader live cattle and feeder cattle markets. If you have any questions, feel free to call a 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.